time here at Stoke Gifford Stadium, and it finishes Bristol 0, Lincoln 1. In a game where chances were aplenty for both sides, the match winner will be one that Bristol won't want to see again in a hurry. Carla Cantrell was afforded space inside the box and was able to turn and fire the ball over the head of Siobhan Chamberlain, who would have been disappointed to have conceded at her near post. Despite both sides enjoying numerous chances, neither looked to have that cutting edge in the final third, and for long periods this game looked destined to finish goalless. That said, an entertaining first half saw both sides create opportunities. However, Chamberlain and her counterpart Nick Hobbs were in fine form to keep the scores level. The best of the first half chances fell to Bristol's Laura Del Rio and Lincoln's Carla Cantrell. However, both players were thwarted by smart stops from Hobbs and Chamberlain. With little to separate the two sides before the break, it was the visitors who started the second half the more lively, Sophie Walton testing Chamberlain in the opening minute. Lincoln had to wait just 2 minutes more before finding what proved to be the only goal of the game. Cantrell, who looked a constant threat throughout this evening's fixture, taking advantage of some slack defending before smashing the ball past the helpless Chamberlain for 1-0. Lincoln could have made sure of the points first through Cantrell and then through Staniforth, but both failed to find the net when well placed. As the game went on, Bristol had chances to snatch an equaliser, and when Laura Del Rio beat the offside trap to race one-on-one with Hobbs, it looked like the home side had found their breakthrough, but Del Rio shot wide, summing up the Vixens' frustrations. Despite late pressure, Lincoln held on to claim the full 3 points, which sends them top of the table. Full time here at the Stoke Gifford Stadium, in front of a crowd of 484, Bristol 0, Lincoln 1.